Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Davidson.
Speaking.
Hey, this is Greg from the office here at the Mohawk Gardens.
Greg from which office?
From the apartment office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
who's
you know.
Greg?
Well, I work in the security office.
I see.
I run all the cameras and stuff.
Right.
And we have video of you in the parquette.
And, yes.
Yeah, you were in the parquette and you were using drugs. And you left all your drug paraphernalia behind.
Excuse me?
You know, you heard me. Yeah. We caught you.
I don't do drugs. Are you out of it?
We put a camera up and we caught you on camera doing drugs. You were shooting drugs. Shooting drugs with a needle.
No way, not me.
Oh, it was too. I recognize your face on
What's
the camera.
What's your last name, Greg?
Gerbel.
Gerbel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here in the security office. I watch all the security cameras here at the apartment.
Okay, I'm coming downstairs right now.
Oh, no, you can't come in. I'm busy watching the monitors. I'm just saying.
That's fine. You can come out. I'm going downstairs right now.
Why? We caught you. Like, don't be mad at me because you got caught.
Caught?
Yeah, you got caught doing
your... what? I never did anything.
We have a strict no drug use policy here at the complex.
That's fine. I don't use any.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. That's something that a drug user would say. They would lie and say, oh, I don't use any. Not me.
I don't lie, and I don't use drugs.
Yeah, yeah. That's something a drug user would say. Drug users are always like, oh, I don't lie. I don't use drugs. I'm a Christian. But no.
Did I say anything about being Christian?
Nope, you didn't.
I'm
just giving examples.
That.
But listen, we're on to you. And you need to stop hanging out in the parquette and selling drugs to children.
Pardon?
But we caught you on camera.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. I'm going to tape this and call the police.
What? No, you're not. Why?
Yes, I am.
You're going to call
yes, I am.
Hello, police. My apartment complex caught me doing drugs. Arrest them. What do you think's going to happen there?
You are out of your mind. Good night.
No, I'm completely sober. You're the one that's on drugs.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey guys, it's Arby.
And you're listening to The Snowplow Show for April 11th, 2017. Today's show is sponsored by CNC Wizard. Thanks, CNC Wizard, for being a supporter of the show. There's also a few new supporters this week, such as Kareem and Clay and Austin and Ignacio V, James W, Chris S, Justin F, Don, NDA Fist. Is that how you say that? And Olga. Thanks, Olga. Speaking of Olga, I was talking to her the other day, and she showed me her online store thing, where you can buy a scary-looking cactus on a phone skin, you know, like a smartphone skin thing, and on pillows and bags and stuff. You know, it's like a Spreadshirt store, except it's not Spreadshirt, because Olga's a rebel, and she doesn't do that Spreadshirt shit, like Laugh Track Matt and Nicholas Caesar and me. No, she's on society6.com/OlgaProk. Just in case you can't remember that, I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. So you can get this weird satanic-looking cactus put on your phone case and stuff. Or you can get a weird cactus clock, or a travel mug, or a t-shirt. How could you go wrong on Olga's online store thing? I really need to start a list of listeners that are making cactus-themed things, and PLA-themed things. You know, things that you listeners might enjoy having, so I need to make a list of those on the website or something. Or maybe just at the end of the show notes in every episode, that's what I should do. Right after all those gaming links I put in there a few weeks ago. So today we're doing a live show, but before we get to that, I need to quickly talk about something that happened these past couple of days. Most of you know about the cake that I did. I went to Walmart and I ordered a cake, and the cake said, sorry, I accidentally removed your roof from Royco Roofing or whatever it said. And I made a video out of it and put it on YouTube and got the girl's reaction at the bakery and everything. It was kind of amusing. But that's still all I think it is just kind of amusing. But apparently someone disagrees with me, because I got an email and a voicemail, I played it on this show, and a direct message on Twitter, where this company wanted to buy the rights to my videos. I can't remember remember what the deal was. I think I gave them like all the advertising revenue from that video, because after I filled out the form, they just filed a claim against my video, and I don't get money from it anymore. They do. And I just assumed it was a scam right from the very beginning, and when they filed a claim on my video, I'm like, oh, okay, that's how that works. I get it now, and I just figured that was the end of it. But no, an article came out the other day in a newspaper website thing. It's called the Daily Mail at dailymail.co.uk, and I don't know much about the Daily Mail. Is it one of those tabloid type things that makes up stories about aliens and stuff, or is it just celebrity gossip? I'm not really sure. I can't really tell from their main page. There's so much to look at here. Looks like it's mostly celebrity stuff and stuff about United Airlines, but whatever this company did, it ended up on the website at dailymail.co.uk, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. But it's a completely fabricated story. Like, they didn't ask me any questions about it. They just went off what they could find on the internet and in the description of the video and stuff. And they just kind of completely made up everything. Like, the headline, it says, "Sorry that I accidentally removed your roof. Construction company buys an apology cake to make amends after destroying the wrong family's house." I didn't destroy their house, I destroyed their roof. "Royco Roofing in Roy, Washington supposedly made the error 2 weeks ago. One of the workers went to the grocery store to buy a cake, hoping it would get them out of replacing the roof, and the video is likely a joke, however, as the company often posts funny things about bad business practices." And I think they're referring to the Royco Roofing Facebook page that somebody set up, which, by the way, is hilarious, whoever set that up. They set up a Royco Roofing Facebook page and a website. Here it is. It's facebook.com/RoycoRoofing, and there's also a website, RoycoRoofing.com. I'm going to put a link to both of those in the show notes. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, and I sort of want to read this entire article, but it repeats itself a lot, so we'll see how that goes. "Construction company attempted to make amends for demolished part of the wrong house by buying them a sorry cake from the grocery store." So far, all I've done is reread the headline. "Royco Roofing in Roy, Washington supposedly made the error 2 weeks ago, tearing a roof off a house that turned out to be the wrong one due to a mistake on the work order. To make it up to the family of the mistakenly roofless house, the owner of the company went to his local supermarket to buy them a cake and film the shopping trip for a video he posted on YouTube." And there's a bunch of screenshots of the videos and everything of me and the cake girl. "It's unclear if the mistake was actually made or if the video is merely a joke, as Royco Roofing posts a lot of funny pictures and posts detailing mistakes and poor workmanship. In fact, the same week as the roofing incident, they wrote on Facebook, 'We recently had a complaint from a client about using bubble gum instead of nails. If you do not like our building methods, you can go shove a cactus in your ass.' Real or not, the idea has tickled the funny bones of thousands online. Introducing the video, the owner explains that his co-worker Chad made the major error that led to the wrong house being torn into. In the clip, he can be seen approaching the bakery and picking up a cake with orange and yellow frosting." Yeah, I'm not going to read this whole thing. It just goes over every little detail of the video. It's very strange. But I will read the very last line of the article that says, "Royco has posted other jokey messages in the past. In January, they wrote, 'Due to the threat of being sued by the BBB, we need to issue a recall on the construction of the last five homes that we've built.'" And I thought that was hilarious. I think that's from the Royco Facebook page or website. Thank you, whoever is doing that, over at RoycoRoofing.com and Facebook.com/RoycoRoofing. There's a bunch of comments on the article. It looks like they're mostly by you guys. Like, here's one from Rev saying, "Mildred called me right after this happened. She was very upset, but once she had her cake, she understood that it was all a misunderstanding, and she has forgiven Chad. She's looking for a new company to replace her roof." And Sunshine's in there saying, "I was there. I saw the roof come off. That cake pic was sent via text from the homeowner to show that everything was kosher between Royco and the homeowner. Not a joke." Curtis Lee Jones says, "The story is real. I just noticed on the comments that the comments are closed. We are no longer accepting comments on this article. I wonder it's because of just like all the nonsense that you guys kept posting. Because the Daily Mail, they seem to want everyone to think that this is a real article." Well, maybe not, because it says in the article it's probably a joke. I don't know why they closed the comments. So that's pretty funny, and it's worth losing my ad revenue over. It's not like I was making a bunch of money from that video anyway. But then yesterday, Sunshine is driving around in her car listening to a radio morning show, a wacky morning radio show in her car, and she hears this radio show talking about the cake incident. It's on a show called John Jay and Rich, which airs on Z100. I think that's out of Portland, Oregon. I didn't even know we could pick that up all the way down here. So Sunshine, she happens to know some radio producer person at the radio station and gives them a call and says, "Hey, that thing you were talking about, that was us. So you need to put us on the air or something." And they did. Sunshine calls me up. Well, wait, let me play the first part first. This is a short segment, about a minute and a half long. This is the original thing where they were talking about the cake incident on their morning show.
So, I think I've personally been here. Off the top of my mind, I can't think of an example, but I'm sure I could if I really, really worked on it. You do something that you know you screwed up, and you try to make up for it, but it's kind of such a big screw up that anything you try to do to say sorry or make up for it, it's like, really? You don't know? That's kind of what happened to Royco Roofing. They accidentally tore the roof off of the wrong house a couple of weeks ago. But to make up for it, the company filmed a video of them buying a cake, and they delivered this cake, and the cake read, "Sorry I accidentally removed your roof. Sincerely, Royco."
Did they put on a new roof, I hope, or just the cake?
Well, obviously they had to do the new roof, but it's like,
nope, you're wrong.
You tore someone's roof off that was supposed to be there, and like a cake makes up for it.
You like knock on the door.
Whose idea was that?
You like knock on the door, a lady answers the door, and they're like, "Hey, sorry, here's a cake. Sorry." Like, and I just picture the scene like being like a movie being shot from above, since there's no roof.
Yeah,
like, you just shoot down. Like, you shoot down. Like, there's no roof.
Open like, the front door. Yeah. Like a cake, huh? All right. Well, Put that in the books for apologies that probably don't match.
Fell a little short.
Came a little bit short.
Enjoy your new sunroom house.
Yeah, that's what you need to know.
Yeah, so that was the thing that Sunshine heard. It was just 90 seconds long total. And that's the weird thing, that she would be out doing errands or whatever and just hear this little bit of a radio show that happened to be about us just for 90 seconds. So she calls me up and says, "Hey, guess what? We're probably going to be on the radio in just a few minutes. And I've just woken up. I'm trying to eat breakfast." So I'm going to play you the entire, it looks like it's about 6 minutes and 30 seconds where we got on the air and talked to these people about Royco Roofing. And there was this really incredibly annoying echo thing that was happening, and it was making it hard to understand the people. If you hear awkward pauses and stuff, I swear it's because of this weird echo that was happening throughout the entire thing. Me and Sunshine could hear it, but I don't think they could. So here it is, 6 minutes. This is John, Jay, and Rich on April 10th, yesterday.
Hey, Brad. Oh, Brad and Sunshine? There's two people on the phone? Is it Brad and Sunshine?
Yes, this is Sunshine.
And Brad?
Hello, I'm Brad.
Okay.
Oh, that's another thing. I sound really far off because, you know, like we're on three-way. Like Sunshine's connected to them. I'm connected to Sunshine. It's all a big daisy chain orgy thing.
I was listening to you guys this morning, your morning show, and you were talking about Royco Roofing and the cake.
Yeah, Kyle had this story. Kyle, what was the story?
Supposedly the Royco Roofing ripped the roof off of the wrong house and got an I'm sorry cake to make up for it.
Right.
Yes. So that is actually... Brad Carter, who's on air with me here, and he can tell you all about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wait, no, okay, no, I'm sorry, you guys, I have to interrupt, because Sunshine sounds like such a nice, submissive woman right there, but the producer lady that we talked to before we actually got on the air, she told us to do it that way. She's like, "Sunshine, you introduce the thing and tell him to do the rest," or something like that. I swear that's all it was.
I do a show of my own, it's called The Snowplow Show, and I like to call up bakeries and tell them that you know, just ask for crazy cake names like that.
So you called up a bakery and said, "I want to write an I'm sorry cake for a roof that I ripped off," but you never ripped off a roof?
Correct, yeah. I'm not a construction worker at all. I just made the whole thing up.
So and there's no Royco Roofing Company?
No, there's not.
So then how did he get in the news?
I put this on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, and this company approached me and they're like, "Hey, we'd like to buy the rights to your video." And I didn't know what they were going to do with it, but...
You just
apparently, they're going to write a crazy news story that is not true at all.
When did they reach out to you?
Just a few days after I posted the video. And it wasn't getting a lot of hits, really, so I don't know how they found it.
Yeah, but when did you post the video? Is this 6 months ago, or is this yesterday?
No, it was about 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Okay, so just so I understand this. You do a radio okay. show, Brad, on snowplows?
Yeah, it's an internet radio show. Yeah, it's a podcast called The Snowplow Show.
Okay, so then for fun, you call up bakeries, and you put weird
Correct.
Stuff on cakes.
Yeah, and we decided, Sunshine actually decided that I should just try it in real life and see how it goes.
So you actually ordered the cake, and you went and picked up the cake.
Right, well, I went in and ordered the cake, in person. I didn't do any of it over the phone for this one.
Okay, you ordered it in person, and you filmed it all for YouTube.
Correct.
And then you put it on your YouTube channel, and then somebody calls you up and says, "We want to buy the rights to your story."
Yeah, yeah, and it's not like I was making any money off of it, so I'm like, right. Sure, I'll sign over the rights. You can have half the profits or whatever they asked for. Mm-hmm.
And now, somehow, these people that bought that, they put it in the news, and it's news.
Yes.
Right, yeah, and they didn't interview us for any of that. That's, it's all just completely made-up stuff.
Wow.
It's a totally made-up story. There's no Royco, nothing. You get bored and you call up bakeries.
Did Royco buy the rights? Because that would be genius on their part.
But there's no Royco.
No.
But I'm saying, if there was a Royco, they should have bought the rights.
So someone should create a company, a roofing company called Royco.
When we just hear the story, we just think that is the under-apology of the decade that, you know, like, here, I'm sorry I took your roof off. And you can see where that would be compelling. But the fact that none of that happened, and by the way, something completely different, a snowplow podcast might be the most specific podcast I've ever heard of in my entire life. That's crazy.
It's a prank call show. He does a weekly prank call podcast.
A lot of prank calls, just kind of mess with people and say weird things to them.
I think it's great, Brad. And Sunshine, you were listening to our show, and out of what's really random too is out of all the stories in the world, Kyle picked that story to put in her news. And you just
The funniest part to me is if you look at the story online, nobody has mentioned the fact that the Walmart worker spelt the word accidentally incorrectly on that cake.
You know, this is our first real exposure to fake news that we've been hearing about all over the government and everything. Well, that's fake news. Here, now we have a whole
every once in a while, you guys, I'll let you in on a little secret. I like to litter a little fake news into the what you need to know. See who's listening.
Wait, so did you ask them to spell accidentally wrong?
Oh, no, she just did that. I've done cakes before and had the same issue. They just misspelled things. It's kind of funny.
So they actually did spelling accidentally wrong wasn't part of the plan. It just happened.
Oh, no.
You can see it happen.
That girl did not have to spell accidentally.
I can see that. When you're doing a cake, you might get nervous and just kind of fill it out.
Well, Brad and Sunshine,
yeah, well, I think,
thanks for that scoop.
I think I was scaring her, to be honest.
If we see this story in the news later today, because normally when Kyle does news, I mean, it's going to be news that'll be throughout the day in real news stations. So when we see that story in the news, we're going to be like, oh, my God, that's a totally fake story.
It kind of means you're making it, Brad.
I never thought fake news was real before. But
How do we know that what you're telling us, like, how do we know that maybe you guys get bored and you just call radio shows and, hey, that story you just reported, we made that whole thing up.
That's a good point.
That's a really good idea. We should start doing that.
Yeah, let's do it.
I kind of like Brad and Sunshine.
If you check the article, you can pretty much fact check and see that everything's fake in there.
Are you guys at all dating or into each other?
Yeah, we've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah, good. You sound like a cute couple.
Aww.
All right, Brad.
You should get a cake for that.
I wanna listen to the Snowplow Show.
Yeah, ditto.
All right, I'll Google
you should
it.
Do that. Go to phonelosers.org.
Phone losers. All right.
Yeah, I'm into weird names, apparently.
All right, thank you, guys.
The cake was delicious, by the way.
Hey, we're coming up with this idea. Maybe you guys can help us with that with the idea since you're so creative. Are you ready for this, Brad and Sunshine?
Okay.
So we want to do this Easter trivia thing. We're going to get Easter eggs, and one of the Easter eggs is going to be all the Easter eggs are going to be hard boiled. Okay. One of the Easter eggs is going to be raw, and we want to do trivia in the studio, and whoever gets a question wrong has to smash an egg on their head. Right.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Following.
But we're trying to come up. We don't know what are the trivia questions. Like, what kind of trivia should they be? Like Rich was saying, that maybe it should be Jesus stuff because of Easter. But we kind of already got the Easter thing going with the Easter eggs.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe Brad can quiz us on real news and fake news.
I'd be into that.
So maybe you could be the host of it, Brad and Sunshine.
You could simulcast it on the Snowplow Show.
Yeah, Snowplow trivia.
Just all questions.
I know more about snowplows than I do Jesus. Brad.
Jesus actually drove a snowplow, didn't he?
Hold on the line, okay? Hold on the line. We got to get some information from you guys. That was a pretty weird 4 minutes right there.
That was really weird.
Took a little to catch up with that in my brain.
Oh, man. Anyway.
So I don't know what's going on with that. Are me and Sunshine going to suddenly be judges for some egg contest of some sort? It seems to be possible. I'll have a link to all of this stuff in the show notes. You know, the article, the John Jay and Rich Show, the Royco website and Facebook. Go look on the show notes on phonelosers.com. I guess that's it, though. So far, that's everything I know about the whole Royco roofing video thing I made. I plan to do more of those, by the way. I have a big list of Royco roofing ideas that you guys gave me. I mean, cake ideas, not Royco. Royco Roofing ideas. Holy shit, this intro is getting way too long, so we need to get started with the show. As I said before, today is a live show that I did earlier today. We did some more silent auctions, gave some piano lessons, we did some Lunk Alarms. Oh, speaking of Lunk Alarms, did you guys hear that story in the news? Some hackers got into the city of Dallas Lunk Alarms and set them all off in the middle of the night this past weekend. Apparently somebody in the city was grunting too loud or using their cell phone or something. And they weren't Lunk Alarms, they were like tornado drills or nuclear power plant drills or, you know, it's like an emergency siren. Hundreds of them all across Dallas, they got set off. Sounds hilarious. We're gonna be setting off alarms in this show, just like they did in Dallas. Trying to get directory shit already here. I'm not going to do a Facebook mob today, sorry. I just don't think I'm going to be on very long. Basically just finishing up a list, but I'm going to start another list, possibly, of more silent auction numbers. You're going to hear chainsaws in the background. Remember last year when a tree fell on my house and I had chainsaws in the background and roofers stomping around and all that crazy stuff? Well, we had a crazy windstorm the other day, again. And another tree fell, and this one fell on the other neighbor's house. It's from the same person's yard, but landed on someone else's house instead of mine this time. I've got a time-lapse camera running down there, so I can see it all get chopped down in super fast motion. It's gonna be great. Can't wait to see that. But anyway, there's gonna be chainsaws. It sucks. There's been chainsaws all morning. They woke me up. That's why I'm up at the ungodly hour of 10 in the morning. So I guess, let's just get started. You remember the silent auctions I was doing? People put their names on these clipboards at a... It's like a Goodwill thing, I guess. I forget what it's called. Some kind of a mission. Shit, I should write that down so I know who to say I am. These are from Bob Vance. Vance Refrigeration. On this first list, there's just one number that didn't pick up. I tried her several times, and she never picked up the other day, so she's probably not going to pick up today. But why not? Cody wants me to tell them a tree fell on their store, and it's their fault.
Hi, you've reached Valerie Stevens.
Shit, okay.
I'm not available to...
Alright, I'm deleting this page forever. Valerie's not picking up. Fucking Bob Vance. It's all his fault. Okay, next page. Tanya didn't answer last time. Oh, Tanya bid on a matching purse. The band showed matching purse, wallet and compact. Maybe I should just do the final boss again. Call up the...
Hello, please leave a message.
I hate her voicemail. On the next auction list, where no one's going to pick up, we are going to be calling about a Barnes & Noble Nook. Do those even work anymore? Like, didn't they go out of business? Maybe I'm thinking of the other place. Yep, this lady's not answering, so this is today's show. People aren't going to pick up. Alright, fuck it. I'm deleting this page. Alright, so I'm a little confused on this next one, because I didn't mark anything out, and I also can't read the phone numbers too well on this page. They're a mess, so I'm worried I might end up calling someone that I've already talked to on this page, because I was lazy and didn't take any notes. Can't read the name on this one at all. I think it's a J. It starts with a J. Jane? Jax? Janae? She writes her sevens with those little lines through the middle of the seven, which makes me want to punch her in the face. Come on, who does that?
Please leave your message for 55.
No! Okay. Alright, crossing that one out forever. One more on this page. Can't read the name on this one, it's super blurry.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from... the Mission Goodwill place. You filled out an auction here. And you, you won the auction for the Yashica FX1 camera.
I did?
You did. Congratulations, $75.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the problem. Like, right after you signed your name on this sheet, Have you been by the store since then? Because a tree fell on the store.
Where again? I'm sorry?
At the mission. You know, you did this auction thing. You signed up for this Yashica camera.
I don't remember. What's the name under this price?
Well, I can't read the handwriting because I think Bob Vance, he took this photo with a tilt shift lens or something because the side's all blurry. He also had the camera sideways. But we're over here on Sierra Avenue, if that's what you mean. But you didn't bid on a camera?
On a camera?
Yeah.
Not that I remember.
Oh, well,
to be very honest with you.
Yeah, you bid $75 on it. What's your name? Is it Melanie? It's like such hobo handwriting. What?
No, my name is Angie.
Oh, I don't see that. Maybe. I don't know. You should really take some handwriting lessons or something. I don't know.
Yeah, my name is Angie Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, I see Ortiz on here. Definitely Ortiz.
Huh.
Yep, it was you. You owe us $75, and this camera is yours. Here's the problem, though. For one thing, you have bad handwriting, and you should really come in and just make this nicer, because what the hell, lady? But as soon as you signed this, you left. This tree fell on our building, and it damaged some of the windows. Yeah, some of the windows and some of the roof. And they've determined that it's your fault.
A tree?
Yeah, a tree fell on the store right after you signed this. After you left, right as you were leaving.
Really?
Yep. And we're going to need your help getting rid of this tree. So if you could come out, bring a chainsaw with you.
Okay, give me just a second. I'm getting off my car.
You're getting off your car? Ew. What? I'm sorry, what? What are you doing to your car?
Oh, I went to drop off some lunch for my husband at work.
Oh, where's he work?
Walmart.
Oh, what's he do there? What part?
I really don't know. I think he's just like a team member.
Oh, okay. Just a team member. Makes sense that you wouldn't know what your husband does at work.
No, I just know he like stocks stuff and that's it.
Ah, okay. Which department?
I have no clue.
You got to pay more attention to your man, you know? Find out what he does all day.
I do, but that's work. We leave work at work.
When he talks about work, do you just kind of tune him out and think about shoes or something?
No food. He likes food.
Oh, food. Okay. You think about food. You tune him out and think about food. Okay. Anyway, can you come by at some point today with your chainsaw?
I don't think I could today. I'm very busy.
Okay. Well, this tree fell in the store and someone's got to take care of it. And we've got a chainsaw here. It's one that's on sale, but I think it works. It's like really rusty. And you could use it. Do you have some safety goggles?
No.
Shoot. It's okay. You don't need them. It'll probably be fine.
Okay.
This isn't going well. What are you doing? You got out of your car just to talk to me?
No, I'm coming in home. I have things to do at home, like clean and make food for when the husband gets home.
Oh, I see. That's nice. Do you want to bid on this tree that fell over for $100?
No, thank you.
Okay, are you going to come?
I don't think I ever bid on the other stuff.
I think you did. I mean, your number is right here. I don't think someone wrote down the wrong number, and then they also wrote Ortiz.
Hey, You never know.
Yeah, I think you did this.
Somebody did. You know how people are when they're like, oh, can I have your number or write your number? They don't want to give their real number.
It sounds like you're just making excuses. I think you were in here and you were on drugs or something and you just don't remember.
No, I don't do drugs.
You were high as balls.
I don't drink.
That's why the handwriting's so bad. Actually, this is the handwriting of someone who's high as balls. I can tell.
No, I think I do have pretty good on my handwriting, so I'm pretty sure that's not me.
Not when you're drugged up, though. When you're taking drugs, you have horrible handwriting. I can see it right here. Come in the store and I'll show you.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty, and I want to be honest, I don't want to get something that's not mine, so
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was not me. I don't bid for nothing.
Well, you should
for
come
that
in.
Amount, I don't.
We're gonna bring in a handwriting expert, Richard Cardo, and we're going to do some handwriting analysis and determine whether or not okay. this is you. So we're going to need you to come in
right.
ASAP. Our handwriting analysis expert will be here for the rest of the day. Did you just buy another camera at Walmart? Is that why you don't want this one?
Oh, no, I don't have no camera.
Oh, so you don't have no camera. That means you want one then.
So no, that's why you've been on this. I don't want to take one that's not mine.
Well, no, this one's yours. You signed for it. You put your name down here. By the way, this phone call...
Maybe that's somebody else's.
This phone call that we're on right now, it's costing you $4.99 a minute. I forgot to mention that at the beginning. We've been on for 6 minutes now.
Oh, really?
Six times five.
Really?
Yep, $30 now.
Oh, wow.
Yep, just so you know, I'm supposed to let you know at the beginning. Sorry about that.
So you're going to have to pay for it. You see, you didn't tell me.
Well, if I keep you on the phone for, I don't know, another 15 minutes or so, we'll have this camera paid off, and then you can come pick it up.
No, but I can't do that. It's not mine.
Also, we've been talking for nearly 7 minutes now. How would your husband feel about you just hanging out and talking with the guy on the phone while he's at work, working hard? You're not even making dinner. We're just, like, talking and hanging out and laughing with each other.
Dinner's still not up.
What?
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I don't want you to give it to somebody that didn't even bid on it. That's not right.
That's why I'm trying to give it to you. Come down to the damn store.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Okay,
so
I'm
right.
really tired.
But yeah, you're right. I really have to continue my wife's labor and mommy's labor. So I'll let you go. You have a great day.
Yeah, get to work, you lazy shit. Yeah, take that. All right, she's gone. That one did not go anywhere. All that work, that's all we get. Just that. Maybe that's a 731. Maybe I did dial the wrong number. Damn this hobo handwriting. Alright, deleting that one. It's all Bob Vance's fault. Bob Vance and his tilt-shift lens that he held upside down. Okay, so next, we're going to call Kelly. The first number on this list, Kelly's, is hard to read, so this probably won't go anywhere. But this auction is for... hold on. Let's see. This one is for a Guess purse with matching wallet. How could you get a purse without a matching wallet?
Hello?
Hey, Kelly. This is Steve Dave from the Rescue Mission Thrift Store. You bid on a Guess purse here?
Yes, you already called me.
Oh, did I already make the prank? What did I say? I totally forget.
You told me that there was mice in the purse and that they have HIV. And
that was funny.
What else did you that Osama bin Laden owned the purse? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were going to support ISIS, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was great. Hilarious.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I meant to call someone else on the list. I'm just trying to make my way through this list.
Oh, yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay.
But that Roxanne Bailey, don't call her because that's my mom and she already knows about your whole prank thing.
Oh, it looks like I called her already. I crossed her name out.
Okay, yeah. She probably didn't answer you then.
Yeah, and you just said her name on the air on the FM radio on the 100.3 The Gerbil, KXTX.
Is that what I'm on right now?
No. I misspoke. I didn't mean that. Okay, I got to go now. Bye, Kelly.
Okay, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I should have asked her what she thought about the prank. Why didn't I do that? She had to throw me off track with her comment about Roxanne Bailey. Well, it looks like that's it. It's over. The whole show's over. That's too bad. Oh well, we tried, right? Okay, so I guess we're going to try another list. This one is More Silent Auctions. This is from a listener named Totally Not a Scammer. Totally Not a Scammer says, "Good afternoon, sir. I recently returned from a carnival at my daughter's school where they were having a silent auction. I felt it was my duty as a fellow cacti enthusiast to try and wrangle up some numbers. Hopefully you'll be able to read most of these, as I had to take the images from a video I was recording at the time. He sent me a link. What's this link? I didn't notice this before. Oh, great. It's the school page. This is the website for the school, which has... Okay, yeah. Did someone steal your PIN? PIN. Are you selling their number to the North Korean government? Does someone need to pay a motherfucker fee before they can claim their winnings? Due to them being a motherfucker. Up to you, sir. And hopefully this will lead to a few lols. Sincerely, totally not a scammer. So, let's see. First... Well, here, let me tell you what kind of things we're going to be bidding on. First, we have a yoga drop. It's a raindrop technique. Okay, and... you're bidding on just, like, how to do yoga? Yeah, I don't know. Massage heights. They're bidding on a massage. A basket of skincare. A pair of leggings. Plus a $50 gift card. Okay. That's weird. What? Okay, home teeth whitening system. And finally, let's see, what's the last thing? I gotta zoom in. You're bidding on 4 30-minute in-the-home piano lessons. Okay. Valued at $120. A lot of sign-ups for that one. So let's see. First, oh, this name. I'm not gonna tell you guys the name. It's funny, though. Her first name's Brenda, though. So first we're going to do the yoga drop. It says you are bidding on the raindrop technique yoga drop. So I don't know if they're just giving you the instructions on how to do a special yoga move. Nunu wants me to give a piano lesson right now over the phone. That sounds great. But no. That is so tempting, Nunu. That's really tempting. Yoga drop. What do I do for yoga drop, you guys? Forget the piano. Stop talking about the damn piano. Oh, Nunu, say it's yogurt, not yoga. Okay, all right. Let's just call this. Let's see what happens. The yoga move is really for the bedroom.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Second on the list is Sally. Sally bid $35 on a yoga technique. I forget, what am I even saying? I've forgotten already.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
Alright, last one on the list is Amanda. Amanda has good handwriting.
This is Amanda.
Hey Amanda, this is Sensei Womack. You bid on the yoga drop technique. The auction thing at the school, you know?
Yes.
And when you signed your name in on this thing, you like dug your pencil into the desk and stuff, and you kind of, you know, scratched words into the desk, and they were kind of obscene, and they wanted me to let they wanted me to let you know that they didn't appreciate that. You shouldn't do things like that because you're an adult.
What?
When you signed the sheet, the pencil you used, you dug it into the desk and wrote...
Dug what into the desk?
Not the desk, but the thing that you were signing on. You like, dug into it and drew pictures and wrote obscene words, and they just wanted
to... Who is this, and can I have your name and number? Because I did not... I signed my name.
Yeah, you signed it, but then you also, dug your pencil into the desk.
No, I did not.
And you also took the pencil. And I know it's just a pencil, and it's not worth anything, but it would have been nice if you hadn't stolen the pencil.
I'm sorry?
The pencil. You stole the pencil.
What is your name again?
You were like the last person to sign your name on this, and you took off with the pencil.
First of all, what is your name? You're talking about with what school?
The school that you signed up for this yoga drop raindrop technique. This weird.
Okay, and who? What is your name?
My name is Sensei Womack.
Okay, and are you with this yoga place?
Right. Yeah.
I did not take a pencil. I did not sign obscene things or pictures. I signed my name, and that's it.
Yeah, well, they have security cameras in the school, you know, and the security cameras don't lie.
In the school, this is done out in the parking lot.
I know, they have them in the parking lot, too. Why wouldn't they have them in the parking lot?
What are you talking about?
The security cameras, they have them everywhere, and they know that you took the pencil. Like, I watched the...
This is a sick joke, and I don't know what you're thinking of. What pencil are you talking about?
You used a pencil to sign your name on this sign-up sheet for the raindrop
ticket. What pencil did I take? Because I was actually a volunteer at the school, and I was not taking a pencil.
Okay, well, just because you're a volunteer doesn't mean you can just walk off with all the office supplies, you know?
Okay. That stuff costs. Is there a phone number that I can have to have my reach back to you, please?
Yeah, just look on your caller ID and call that number.
I don't know what you're trying to... So what are you trying to accomplish here?
Oh, I wanted to let you know that you won the yoga drop raindrop technique for $40. And I can go ahead and, you know, give you the info on that so you can come in and...
I think I'm good. I think I'm completely okay. If actually, first of all, calling and accusing me I stole a pencil. Second of all, saying that I've made a scene and dug my pencil into some kind of picture. I don't appreciate that at all.
Yeah, we don't.
I think I'll pass.
We don't appreciate
and
that.
And I think I will contact. I think I'll contact somebody that I know that's actually was over this. So I appreciate that.
Okay, well,
very much.
You know, you don't have to be a bitch about it because I'm just letting you know that they saw you steal the pencil.
Wow. And you need to refrain yourself, sir.
I know you're in a school and everything, but that doesn't mean you have to graffiti everything like you're a little kid.
Graffiti.
Yeah, you're graffiti in the...
You have a nice day, sir. Thank you. I'm hanging up the phone call.
Oh, you have a nice day. God damn it. Okay. That was amusing. That almost made the entire show worth it. Good old Amanda. Okay, I'm gonna... shut this page down. That's all for the yoga drop raindrop technique. And you know what? I'm going to Google real quick. What the fuck is the yoga drop raindrop technique? Yoga drop raindrop technique. Image search. I don't know. I just see a bunch of people getting back massages. Oh, and they're dripping shit on them. On their back. It's like a massage thing. I guess. I don't know. I thought yoga was like stuff you do on your own. Apparently, I don't know what yoga is. Yeah, Nunu, I am tempted to do the piano lesson thing. yeah, that may happen, but let's see where that is. No, next we're doing massages. I'm sorry, but I think the piano is the last thing. So, yeah, just have to wait, I guess. Massage. 1 hour massage. Let me zoom in a little bit. Man, totally not a scammer. What kind of hobo camera do you have? Because this is all pixelated. Here, let me see. Holy shit, totally not a scammer. These pictures. Wait, are you using a camera from the 90s? Like, the resolution on these is like 510 pixels by 349 pixels. I mean, they still look better than Bob Vance's pictures. But what the hell? What, like, you know, up the setting on your camera a bit. Have at least a megapixel. That's insane. Okay, so we're doing massages next. We're going to talk to a girl named Kat. K-A-T. She wants a 1 hour massage. The massages are given by a midget with deformed hands. That's from Dr. Punchy. Here, I'll copy that one just in case I need it. Oh, by the way, that was Crazy Calvin's idea of the pencil digging into the desk. They owe the principal a new desk. Yeah, of course, Mika Peck, I'm going to ask them about happy endings. Got to have the happy ending when you get a massage. Tell them to wash their butthole really well before the massage. That's from Guards. MJR says the massage therapist is a amputee, so it'll be half price. Okay. All right, that sounds like enough issues to call with. Offer them a sad ending instead. That's from Cactus Rider. Jim Bob, an ending that's just mediocre. Okay, anyway, yeah, let's dial the number. Let's see what happens. There's only four people.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Brown Magic wants me to say, you know what, if you know what I mean, after everything. All the massages are done with genitals. That's from Strange Life.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
See, she was hitting the fuck you button before. Okay, so let me write no answer. Oh, I just noticed there's like a column over here for whether or not you want text messages. That's kind of cool. You don't usually see that on this type of form. An airtight massage, what?
You have reached the voicemail box of 83.
Hey guys, remember like a few minutes ago? I did a call and it was funny. Lady was funny, remember? Remember when that happened? That happened once in the past hour. There was one little bit of funny. It was great. Those were the days. I miss when it was like that. So we're calling Yvonne now.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Yvonne Avocado.
This one, little unclear on the handwriting. I think I got it right.
Hello, this is Melissa.
Oh, hey, Melissa. This is Steve Dave from Massage. And you bid on...
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. You bid on this massage here, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
And you won for $45. You're still interested in that, right?
Yeah, I did not know I did that.
you didn't
Where
know...
did I win that?
Oh, at the school, the carnival, you know?
Yeah, okay. They didn't tell me that I won that. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, you were the highest bidder on it, so you won.
Okay, good.
Why didn't you think you'd win?
I didn't know that. Well, because they did not, whatever, sent me the bill to pay that was not on there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, oops. Yep, they forgot that one. Anyway, I just needed to let you know, like, our masseuse actually got deported, so we've got a new one.
Okay.
This one is a midget and an amputee, so it's going to be half price. Instead of 45, it's going to be, let's see, like, what is that, 22.50? I'm bad at math. Oh, man, come on. Don't hang up on me. What the hell?
Hello, you reached Melissa.
Fucking Melissa, come on. Whatever. I blame Totally Not a Scammer for that not working out. Thanks a lot, Totally Not a Scammer. Whoa there, says we hired someone a little less gropey. Well, that sucks, because that was the end of the massage calls. I mean, it's done. There's no more left. What a bummer. So, next we've got a basket of skincare. You'd be like, oh, no, it's actually just a basket of skin. You misunderstood. Prepare for the next 15 minutes, you guys. The phone's ringing. Voicemail's picking up. McScat wants me to ask them if they're allergic to plutonium. Oh, Stacy, she bid twice. She bid 25, and then April outbid her with $50. And then Stacy came back with 60. What a bitch.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Stacy.
Well, shit, that's two of the numbers on this list, and she's not picking up. So we're going to go to April. Maybe I should just let April know that Stacy thinks she's a bitch for trying to outbid her. Be like, this is Stacy's husband. I like these shows where nothing happens. They're kind of fun, really.
You've reached April Walter. She's unable to answer your call at the moment. Please leave a message.
Did April get her husband to record the voicemail? Who does that? Oh, whoa there. He just said something really deep. He said this is a Seinfeld of prank call shows. Nothing happens. Wow, I fucked up that drum thing. Ah, okay, so April's not picking up either. Let me mark this down. Hey, look at that. It wasn't 15 minutes of ringing phones of voicemails. It was just like 5. So it's okay. Looks like next is you're bidding on a pair of leggings plus a $50 gift card. We've got 3 different people on this one, all with weird area codes. First is Sam. Oh, the leggings were once worn by Carrot Top. Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
McScat wants me to say we use the leggings to make coffee, but they're still okay.
You have reached the voicemail box.
They're a dark color, so it's all right.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
No, hold on.
93.
Disney, okay. No answer on that one. Okay, we're doing a home teeth whitening system donated by a doctor. Well, I guess I shouldn't say the doctor's last name, but it's donated by Dr. Somebody.
Hello?
Hi, Rebecca?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the thing. You bid on this carnival auction thing for the teeth whitening system.
Oh!
And I'm just in charge of letting everyone know about it. Like, you won with the $50 bid.
Oh, okay.
And did they tell you that this stuff will cause cancer? Like, it's, like, not even a debate. It will cause cancer.
Are you like, kidding me?
Yeah,
no.
You'll have white teeth, though, so that's the good thing. I mean, like, your teeth will be white forever. It basically irradiates your teeth so that plaque isn't really able to gather on your teeth or anything. So it keeps everything off your teeth, including an immune system.
Nice. Well, now I'm not interested in it. Do I have to get it?
Well, you bid on it, and you can't just write something down and not pick it up.
Well, you just told me it causes cancer.
Yeah,
so
you definitely, without a doubt, you will be getting cancer, but your teeth are going to look amazing.
Okay.
So
how do I know about paying for it?
I can just take your credit card right now. It's totally legit. I would trust me.
I don't know that I do.
Yeah, maybe just come to the school with a check.
Okay.
Or cash.
Okay.
Or, you know, maybe a favor, wink, wink, if you know what I mean.
Alrighty. I guess I'll send a check-in, and then do I just contact the people that offered it?
Yep, $50, and yeah, they'll know it's there. You can bring the check there, or whatever, you know. Whatever.
Okay.
You know, if you don't want to use it for yourself and give yourself cancer, you could just put it on your dog's teeth.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because it'll definitely give your dog cancer, and it'll be extra painful, but it's
nice.
A dog, so who gives a shit? They don't have feelings.
What was your name again?
My name is Dr. Bombay.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. I feel like this is a really weird conversation.
Sensei Dr. Doug Bombay.
All right, so I won the bid for the teeth whitening.
Yep, and there's no 9 out of 10 thing. Like you're not like 90% likely to get cancer. You're getting cancer, like without a doubt, 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that information.
See you soon.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
Yep. Bye.
What are you doing today? Oh. I didn't know who to tell her I was because I don't really want to say I'm an employee of a grade school. I don't know why. This just seems like a bad idea. I really shouldn't be calling auction things from a grade school, probably. But these are all adults, so it's okay. And then it's donated by a doctor, so I'm like, you know, I can't say I'm with a doctor's office, can I? Is that, like, I don't even know. You know, when all of my legal problems are over, and I think I may have mentioned this on a show before, but I have a lawyer now, and I'm going to, when this is all finished with, assuming I'm not in prison, I am going to sit down with my lawyer with a big list of questions, or I'm just going to send them to him, about prank calls. What are we allowed to do? What aren't we allowed to do? What will get me arrested? What won't get me arrested? That's what I'm going to do someday soon, hopefully later this year. I'm going to actually pay money and get a bunch of answers to questions we've always been asking about prank calls. Are we allowed to be from a doctor's office? I know, HIPAA laws, we're not allowed to trick them out of medical information as a doctor's office, but maybe we can just be a doctor's office. I don't know. And I'll just put all the answers up online for all the other prank callers to see. It's going to be awesome. I'm kind of excited to get that done. And speaking of that, I need to get a list of questions from you guys. I need to set this up somewhere. You can just email me questions you'd like to know answers to. That's my crazy idea for the week. Or, you know, for most of the year anyway. Definitely got to get that done. So we're still doing home teeth whitening. I don't know who to say I am. This is Katie. She bid 65. Yeah, I could say I'm a psychologist. I could say I'm Dr. Bombay. She didn't believe I was Dr. Bombay. That's great. That's the part she didn't believe. Cancer part, that's totally believable. When I say I'm Dr. Bombay, she's like, is this true? What? Okay, no answer from Katie.
So,
we're going to talk to, wow, what the fuck is this name? Abe Lardo? A-B-E-L-A-R-D-O. I think that's what I'm seeing. Abe Lardo. That's a great name. I love that name. I'm going to legally change my name to Abe Lardo.
Hello.
Hello, Abe Lardo.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the... you did a carnival auction thing here where you bid on some home teeth whitening system thing? For
$80. I bid for what?
For $80, a home teeth whitening system you signed up at the carnival.
Oh, yeah, that's
at the
right,
school.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
My wife... Well, it will be used by my wife, but since we'll be traveling this week, most likely she will stop by the office.
Okay, great.
Next week.
Yeah, are her teeth disgusting? Like, is it just gross to look at her and to kiss her and stuff? Be honest.
Again?
Be honest. Is she disgusting? Is her mouth gross? Do you just want to puke every time you look at her mouth? I need this for my records.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, they're just a little bit yellow looking?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay,
you may not even need one, but...
Yeah. Well, these are the new psychedelic version of teeth whitening systems. And when it says whitening, it actually means fun party colors. So her teeth are going to be purple. It looks like she has a choice. She can have fluorescent green, fluorescent orange, or purple teeth permanently.
Is that a yoke?
Nope, not a yoke, not one bit. Nope, these are psychedelic. It's like the new millennia. These are purple, green, and orange. Day-glow,
okay.
Day-glow orange. Day-glow fluorescent orange.
Hmm?
Yep.
So those are options, right?
Yeah. There's no white, though.
There's no white?
Correct.
Is it a whitening system, correct?
Yeah, it's a whitening system, but instead of white, they do orange and purple and green.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're calling me because of what?
Oh, because you won $80. You won the auction. Yay. Oh, hey, it looks like on your phone number here, you know, it's like 1471, and on the 7, you put like a little line through the 7.
Okay.
You know how you do a 7 and then you put an extra line through the 7?
Probably.
Yeah, that you did that, right? Or was that her teeth lady?
I don't know. I don't remember that much.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, well, do you put a little line through your 7s whenever you write your 7s?
Okay.
Do you? Yes or no?
But again, what is this about?
Well, I just wanted to tell you.
Do you want to schedule an appointment or what?
Yeah,
or
I do.
What?
I just
what is the
like
it's,
when you write your 7s, don't put that extra line through it. That's stupid. Don't do that. Stop it.
I guess you're calling from one of those radio shows.
Radio show? What are you talking about? I'm not calling from a radio show. It's like a teeth whitening system.
Sarah, I don't have enough time for this call.
Oh, really? What are you doing? That's so goddamn important. Okay, he hung up. He's trying to be racist and insist on white. Whitening. He wants everything to be white. Fucking racist.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
How do you know us from one of those radio station things? It's so confusing. Alright, let's delete this page because it's all done.
Hey everyone, it's the Cisco Kid. On with the announcement.
Oh shit.
Live from the Situation Room, it is my honor to announce that I am officially co-hosting the Snowplow Show with Brad Carter.
OMG.
I now live here in the Situation Room.
What?
Brad even put down a newspaper in the corner and everything. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
All this on the one condition that my mic will always be muted. All right. So I still have to call on the voicemail. That's the only thing.
Yep.
All right, listeners.
Makes perfect
just
sense.
Go away!
Okay, there was Cisco's big cliffhanger from last week's show. He is now living in a box over there in the corner. My new co-host.
Hey, Cisco.
In Missouri, no nickname guy. I'm really sad about that still. Very bitter that everybody else has a nickname and I still don't. But
it's
anyway,
okay.
Couple things. First of all, the hematology guy that calls is incredibly pretentious, but I'm going to give him a pass.
Oh, no, he's really smart, because he's going to be a hematologist. Not just anyone can be a hematologist, you know?
I like everybody that's in the group, so...
Yeah, sounds like it.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling, somebody gave me an awesome idea about getting back at those people that put those damn little things in the magazines, you know, little ads.
Yeah, the business replies.
Sorry, well, if you those, they said...
I'd really like to listen to your entire 1 minute and 40 seconds of voicemail, but...
Technically, they have to pay the postage.
Oh, there it's
so
coming back.
Turn that into a prank call and just call them and tell them you're going to do that, they'll probably get pretty pissed, and I think that could be a pretty good episode.
Okay. You were cutting out there for a minute, I swear. I wasn't just talking over you.
That was a good idea. Also very excited that you'll said you'll be doing more episodes. Just a little warning. I know that
I said that
everybody's going to expect constant episodes, and they're probably going to start bitching like crazy.
Yep. Probably. Oh, look at that. You cut out again.
Warned. That's probably going to happen. Don't get down. People are probably going to bitch. So
I know. I'm used to it.
Buddy. You do an awesome job, especially lately. It's been great episodes. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Missouri person.
Badad, badad. Badad, badad. Badad. I was looking, as I know a website you can go to listen to real tech support calls. You can just listen to real tech support calls.
I've heard those.
And I think that would be quite interesting. And educational, because if you can do that, if you can listen to tech support calls, you might end up... They might end up fixing your problem. So I was just thinking, is there any tech support websites you can go to where you can listen to other people's doing tech support? Sorry, I know that doesn't make sense. Bye-bye.
I get it. I understand. It makes perfect sense. And I don't know where to find that kind of stuff. Maybe try, I don't know, Googling, perhaps?
Hey, honey baby.
Hey.
I'm calling. This is a first-time caller. C. Murda from the 504. I'm calling from a Walmart.
Hello.
On Highway 90.
Oh, at a payphone?
Or as we call it down here, Jefferson Highway.
Okay.
I tried to call from the payphone, but it didn't really
holy shit.
It didn't really dial out.
It's the second time in a row someone's tried to call from a payphone. It doesn't work.
But the more funny thing is I accidentally put a $20 bill into a drink machine. It was a Lipton and Gatorade machine, and it gave me, I realized that it was a 20 after, and I pressed refund, and it just kept giving me quarters. I got like 80 quarters.
They didn't give you Susan B. Anthony's?
I was like shuffling them out from my hand.
It's like you won.
So my hand's not that big, and you know what Rubio says about guys with small hands. You can't trust them.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
Yeah.
Of course.
They just kept landing on the floor. So yeah, thanks, honey, baby.
Just a crazy adventure over there today.
My first try for the payphone.
Yay. Clap, clap, clap. All right, thanks for the call from a payphone. I asked you guys to call from payphones, call the voicemail from payphones. And so far, no one's been able to do that because all the payphones are broken, all the remaining payphones.
Hi, RBCP. This is Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know, because there's a couple goats nibbling around back here,
uh-huh.
And we got a couple turkeys gobbling around, and, you know, it's just all kinds of chaos here with
yep.
all these goats just nibbling and...
It sounds chaotic.
Gobbling and, you know, we got some other things going on, too. Probably at some point there is a dinosaur here, but I don't think they're here now.
Yeah,
to be
okay.
honest with you. And there's not a lake where I'm at right now.
All right, so thanks, Teen Wolf Jesus, for leaving a voicemail. I just kind of read ahead on the transcript, and there's stuff about fish making bubbles and him liking apples. There, that was faster.
Hey, Brad, it's Solstice. Long-time caller, first-time listener. I was just wondering,
When are you going to co-host with Sunshine again?
Never.
Another three-hour show.
Never.
That show was awesome. So yeah, bye.
All right, thank you.
Hello, Brad. This is Ahmed Omadi.
Hello.
I have not called for a long time.
Thank God.
Quit being producer of the Joe Rogan Experience. I was so upset that he would not have you as a guest.
Yeah, what a dick.
Anyway, I am now visiting my family in Syria.
Yay.
It's pretty, it's kind of weird. A lot less people than what I remember. It's almost as if, like, everyone has left.
A lot less buildings.
weird. All right. I will see you, Brad. Oh, yes, and the refugees, they are safe.
Oh, that's good.
They have escaped. But anyway, yeah, they're very little people in the streets. And boy, it looks really torn up.
Oh, yeah, weird. You know.
All right, bye, Brad.
I went back to my hometown in Illinois. It's pretty run down, too. It happens, you know.
LOL, Brad. Hey, quit calling me a hobo. It's from July 13th. 2014.
Whoa.
And the name of the show is called Go Suck a Lemon.
I think someone did this
and
already.
The lady on there,
you're late.
It's about 85% of the end of the show when she comes on. God bless
so you're saying
you
I
have
suck.
A great day, sir. And quit calling yourself old. I'm 62. I got a tattoo your age.
Oh, okay. The Go Suck a Lemon show, everyone. Look that up on YouTube. Just listen to the very end, though.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. I had a pretty good idea, and what you should do is call up to Hooters, or I don't know if there's any other restaurant that is very similar to Hooters, but call a strip club. Your regular voice, and you know, you could say your name is Christina again, just like you did before.
Yep.
And just ask if they have any waitress openings. And then, you know, if they don't quite get the hint that, you know, you're asking for yourself, you know, just start asking if they have any weight requirements. And then if they still don't get that, then you should ask them, you know, do you have to, what's their policy on facial hair? Like, do you have to shave or can you keep a mustache?
And then I'll sue them for not hiring
me. Right now you have a full beard.
That's what I'll do.
You like your facial hair. And then, you know, of course, you know, obviously,
yep,
if they start pushing back on you, you just start saying, hey, well, you know,
okay,
my name's Christina,
I identify as
a woman, you know, and, yeah, I'm like 400 pounds, but, you know, hey, come on, right? Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bye, Brad. Oh, yeah, this will be way better. You know, if you hate this idea, it's way better than your stupid priority mailbox idea.
It's
God,
true.
God, bye, Brad.
That was stupid. Stupidest idea ever.
Hey, Brad. I saw that Royco roofing recently in the news.
Yep.
And I was just wondering, is that you behind the page? Because, no offense to you, but the posts don't seem like something you do. It's way more active than any of your other pages. So, just wondering, do you know who's behind that? Is it you?
It's the Daily Mail. Everybody knows the Daily Mail.
Hey, Brad. It's Foe. Long-time listener. First time caller. Later, fuckboy.
Alright, bye.
Hey, Brad. Brad Carter, right? Or is it?
Yep, that's
so me. Anyway, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Brad Carter is not actually his real name.
Oh, shit.
His real name, well, one of the viewers, like, left a voicemail guessing it, or he found out about it or something. I don't know what his real name was. How he found out. I mean, I figured out. And, turns out that Brad actually admitted to the real name that the guy posted. And it turns out that it's actually...
Oh, look at that. The voicemail cut off. Oh, darn. Now you'll never know.
Merrily the feast I'll make. Today I'll brew, tomorrow bake. Merrily I'll dance and sing. For next day will a stranger bring. Little does my badly dream that Alex Hirsch is his name.
Whoa, I think that was a threat. You guys heard that, okay? If I disappear... probably that guy.
Brad! Death in reality. Hey, man, I just want to let you know that you've just been kicking all kinds of ass all over the place lately.
I guess.
Someone had to say it.
Whatever.
Otherwise, you're just going to take shit for, you know,
days and
days and probably kill yourself. And
yep.
Then what are we going to do?
You know me.
Nothing. Anyway, so long, fuckboy!
Okay, bye. Yeah, I forgot to say that on the live show today. I forgot to end my calls with so long, fuckboy.
Hey, Brad, it's Skechers Kid 4 here. So there was a caller that called himself a fag. He said he hated everyone saying, hey, Brad, like that. And then some guy named Olga called and said that he made that shit up. But I have irrefutable proof that I was the one who did it. This is a clip back in 1988. See? That's a clip, and the timestamp says 1980s.
Sorry, Olga.
So
you lose.
It's proof.
Yep.
All right. Goodbye.
Olga can no longer claim that it's hers.
Catch four. Thanks.
Oops, sorry. I talked over whatever he just gave out.
Hey, Brad. It's Nico. I was just responding to your message to me on the April 3rd show, the Clear Trash Bag show. You were saying, asking me if a garburator was some kind of Canadian thing. It's like a garbage disposal, I guess. I had...
Except I kept calling it a garbagerator or something like that.
If it is a Canadian thing, then I'm not a very good Canadian because I've never in my life heard the word garburator until that show. So it, there's your answer. It's, as far as I know, it's not a Canadian thing, and maybe it was just that particular company called it that or something. Anyways, hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, thanks for the info. Maybe that was just one of those old person words. It's something their grandma used to say back in the 1930s.
Hey, Brad, this is Chef Tony. I'm down in the kitchen right now. I just took a Chef Tony official pizza out of the oven, so you better get down here and eat this pizza.
I think it's time to end the voicemails.
Go cup right here for you.
Yay. Spray.
It's pretty good down here.
Can't wait.
And how about we talk about my payment plan on getting a raise? Instead of 50 cents an hour, would you be comfortable raising it to about 51 cents? Because
shit.
You have that extra cent.
I don't know about
and
that.
I know like, you have more enough money.
Holy crap.
To pay me because the Patreon, so like...
The Patreon has got to get higher and stuff. Yeah.
Give me more money. All right, bye. Get down here.
Okay, you guys, I got to get going. We're going to end the voicemails right there. And I'm going to go have a little discussion with Chef Tony. Speaking of the Patreon, though, if you're not supporting the show, you really should be. It's patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. $5 a month gets you the hobosodes. They're available instantly after you sign up. You don't have to wait for me to answer an email or anything. It's just there automatically, like magic. There's 19 episodes right now of the hobosodes that you've not heard because you're not a subscriber. Doesn't that make you feel insignificant and not as cool as the rest of the people that listen? If it does, visit patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Either one of those things gets you the same stuff, more or less. So we've got about another, 20 or 30 minutes of show left, and that's what we're going to do next. So here is the rest of the live show, sponsored by CNC Wizard. Okay, so hey everyone, we're back, and sorry it took so long on the break. It's all Nunu's fault, because Nunu's insisting that I give piano lessons over the phone to this next group of bidders. You are bidding on 4 30-minute in-home piano lessons. And it looks like we have 7 numbers. And I this is the only piano music I have on my soundboard. Maybe I could just teach them this. I think that's all I have. Shouldn't I have more than that? But I also have a piano. Like, I brought a piano with me. See, look at this. I can play chopsticks. Okay, so that's about the extent of my piano playing abilities. Let's call up the first person. They're probably not going to answer since I went through the trouble of dragging a keyboard over here. Can you guys... Oh, wait. I should ask something first. Let's make sure we're in a good place here with the piano. I'm going to turn the volume halfway up. This isn't plugged into my soundboard or anything. It should be. But nope, I just got the speakers on. Maybe I should go get a plug for that. Why am I not plugging it into the soundboard directly? This is stupid. Anyway, okay, look. This is me. Can you guys hear it? Is it distorted? Is it okay? I call that testing the microphone. Is it okay? Does the sound okay? Effin is saying that I'm discriminating against black keys. It's true. When it comes to banging on the piano, I'm totally racist. Okay. Ho says it's okay. Psychiatric says it's fine. Effin Reality says it sounds like a kid's toy. Whatever. We're calling Shannon first. What's the premise, though? Why am I calling and just playing the piano at them? This is gonna be lesson number one. I'll teach it to you, and you can teach it to your kid. How's that? What a great idea.
Hi, you've reached Shannon. Leave a message, and I'll give you a
call. All right. Everyone on this list, they're getting a call three times. This is an easy one.
Hi, you've reached
fucking Shannon.
Leave a
okay.
message, and I'll give you a call back. Thanks.
Next, we've got Katie. Katie's got a Houston area code. Or is it Houston? Utah or whatever. Ah, shit.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls.
Aw, come on, Katie. You know, I think someone sent me a list of musicians or something. Oh, let me try that person one more time. Did their voicemail even pick up? It was just ringing, right? On Katie? But, like, I think I have a list that could work with this whole piano thing. Maybe I could call up people and give them lessons. Should definitely do something with the piano now that the piano's out. Not today. You know, I gotta dig through it and
forwarded to an
find lists
voice
and stuff. But that could be a fun thing to do soon. Maybe later this week. Alright, no answer for Katie. Next, we've got Chris. Having a hard time reading the handwriting. Partially because of Totally Not a Scammer's hobo camera. That does like 500 pixels by 400 pixels.
Chris speaking.
Oh, hey, Chris. This is Brad from Lessons. You bid on some piano lessons?
Oh, yes.
4 30-minute in-home piano lessons. Are you at home right now?
I am.
Okay, perfect. Let's get started. So, do you know where middle C is?
Nope.
Middle C is this one. That's middle C.
Okay.
Okay, so put your finger on middle C. And we're going to type C and D at the same time. I'm going to teach you how to play chopsticks for the first lesson.
So this is for lessons you're saying right now?
Yes, yes. Here, I'll show you how it's going to sound. Okay, ready? Oops, I made a mistake. I hit the F by accident on the end. Sorry. I'm new to this.
I'm not sure what this is for.
Piano lessons. You sign up for 4 30-minute piano lessons, in-home piano lessons. You're home.
Yeah, in-home.
So the clock is running. It was currently 1:35, and we've got until 2:05. Is that... what? He hung up on me.
Hi, you reached voicemail, Chris.
Fuck.
Please leave a message and get back to you as soon as possible.
I did not stop the clock, you guys. Chris is still paying for this. $120. Oh, I mean $40. He got it for $40. Basically, this is a $5 lesson. Valued at $120, though.
Hi, you reached voicemail, Chris. Please leave a message and get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Chris, you're not picking up, so I'll just continue. So you start by holding on middle C, but you also hit D. It doesn't sound very good, but trust me, this is how it goes. But then you move your C to a B. Holy shit, listen to that, Chris. And then it gets crazy. You go to A and F sharp. And then the G's. Holy shit. Okay, thanks, Chris. Lesson over. I will call you back tomorrow. Goodbye. right, I'm going to cross out Chris. He probably wasn't going to pay anyway. We're calling Lori, you guys.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
All right, no answer from Lori. That's too bad. We only have three left. I bet you we're going to be lucky to get one more piano lesson call in. Especially with these phone numbers, they're kind of hard to read. I feel like I'm going to not be able to read a couple of these. Like this one. I think I've got it right. Her name is Erica. Erica is a victim of Totally Not a Scammer's hobo camera. This camera is actually a potato.
This is Erica. I'm not able to.
God, come on. Don't give out all your info. Jeez. This is why I have to edit.
This is Erica. I'm not able to come to the phone right now.
Thanks for that, Erica. Okay, no answer. God, even my paintbrushing onto a Totally Not a Scammer's list, it's all pixelated because the canvas is so tiny. I'm going to start a GoFundMe for Totally Not a Scammer to get a new cell phone. Maybe he's just out of space. Maybe it just adjusts. It's like, this is all we can fit on here, these tiny images. JR wants me to tell them about my tromboner. I need to let them all know that, you know, even though I'm getting a piano lesson, I'm giving piano lessons, I'm...
Hi, you have reached Jennifer.
At heart, I'm a tromboner. You guys, I think that was it. I think Chris got the only piano lesson. I'm so sorry. I wanted there to be more. It was a great idea, though, Nunu. Nunu has the best ideas, you guys. You know, I hate him and everything, but he's got some damn good ideas.
This is Jennifer.
Oh, hey, Jennifer?
Yes.
This is Steve Dave from Lessons. You bid on this this auction at the carnival for the piano lessons?
I did bid on it, but I didn't win.
Oh, no, you did, because Melissa, she outbid you, but she's a deadbeat, and she didn't pay. So you get it for $55. It's like less than half price.
Wait a second. She won it? I'm sorry. Normally the, what do you call it? The, because I paid the, what do you call it? The... PTO for the ones that I did win, so I'm a little confused.
Yeah, well, this is it's fine. You know, you're on the list. Melissa didn't pay because she's a bitch. But, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that out loud. I'm so sorry, ma'am. But no, it's fine. We can go ahead and get started. So, are you at home right now?
No.
Where are you?
And
at?
I don't think I'm really interested in doing business with someone like how you're speaking.
No. That was a slip of the tongue.
Sorry,
no,
I
no,
wish
look,
you all the best.
Look, I've got the piano right here. You can't just hang up. Come on. We only got one other person to answer.
Bye.
God damn it, Jennifer. Fucking ho. I totally ruined that, you guys. I ruined it. I had to say the B word. Fuck. It's okay, you know. If you guys hate me from now on, I don't blame you. I would just tune out right now.
Hello.
Hey, can you tell that girl from before that she's not allowed in our piano studio ever again?
Hold on real quick, and why don't you rephrase that and tell me who are you?
Well, who are you? I was calling Jennifer. Who the fuck are you?
I'm Jennifer's husband. She said you were pretty rude on the phone.
Well,
what's up with that?
No,
are you?
No, she was being rude. She was trying to rip me off on these piano lessons.
She was trying to rip you off on piano lessons.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's all right. You sound...
Do you know anything about piano lessons? Oh.
Is she just doing hand motions? I didn't hear her say anything.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, hold on, dude. We bid on piano lessons at a school event.
A carnival.
We didn't even win the auction.
No, she won. She's trying to rip us off.
Well, take it easy. If we knew we'd won, we weren't going to rip you off.
No, I told her she won, and then she's like, oh, didn't Melissa win? And I'm like, no, Melissa's a cheapskate, and she didn't even pay.
Oh, so Melissa's a cheapskate, so now you're bad
she
at
didn't,
us.
She didn't pay, so...
You called calling people a bitch. And
are you guys actually at home right now? Cause,
yeah.
Oh, she said you weren't at home, so you are home?
Who are you?
Oh, this is Steve Dave. I'm from the piano lesson place. It's called Lesson...
Your name's Steve Day.
So, do you know where middle C is on the piano? We can, because it's for 4 30-minute lessons, and we can start right now. It looks like it's 1:45. We can do to about 2:15, I guess. And you know, I'll forgive her for, but you know, maybe you can just take the lessons, because I don't want to talk to her.
Hold on. Stop talking to me for just a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm going to practice while you talk.
Steve, hold on a second.
Okay. Go ahead.
Say again?
Go ahead.
Hold on one second.
Ah, damn it. Damn it. Oh, there it is.
Dave, we're not interested in whatever it is, man.
Well, why did she sign her name on it then? Is she stupid or something? Is your wife stupid?
Is this how you treat people that you want to pay you?
Well, you're not going to pay me. You guys are both trying to rip me off now. I mean, you won the auction.
I'm not trying to rip you off at all, but your customer service needs some work.
Well, no, my customer service is just fine, but when she starts being a total bitch, what am I supposed to do? Just take it?
Okay. How is she a bitch?
I don't know. I mean, how is she usually a bitch? It's like that, you know?
Who are you?
End it, Adley.
What was that ending word? Did she say end it? Did she say evidently? It sounded like evidently. She like said a word, like a magic incantation or something, and the line went dead. I don't think she hung up. I think my phone went dead. What the hell, lady? Jennifer's a witch. Shit. Jennifer's husband, that's got to be a quote at the end. Who are you? He kept saying that.
Hello, you reached Melissa Martin.
Please leave me this one. Yeah, I think she was hitting the fuck you button, wasn't she? No, that was someone else.
Hello, you reached Melissa Martin. Please leave me.
It's just going straight to voicemail. Shit. So that's it. This is it. The list is over. Nothing else I can do. The lists are all finished. And that's the end of the show. Yeah, I've been doing like 2 hours now, you guys. Come on. Actually, hold on one second. Just give me a second. Let me do one last thing. Just one last try of something. Yeah, you're right. You deserve 11 more minutes. Maybe three, though. Maybe just three. Oh, yeah. New news mentioning the final boss, or sort of a final boss today, because I changed my caller ID to some convenience store. It's actually a convenience store in Texas that I used to work at years and years ago. Let me find that number. We're going to call them up. Not Galveston. I don't want to say where, because, you know, it's like a small area. Well, they'll probably say it on the phone anyway. I don't trust you guys.
Hey, sorry, police, how may I help you?
Hi. Oh, that was a... I got a call just a minute ago about piano lessons. Was that you?
About... No.
Piano lessons? I don't know. Have you gotten any other weird calls?
No. I just got a call where they called it. It was playing music and they hung up, but other than that, no.
Oh, that's weird. But there was nothing before that?
No, I just got here to work, actually, at 12, so anything... Oh. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you just got here. Balls. Yeah, well, no, 12. That was like 2 hours ago, though.
Yeah, but yeah. I haven't made no phone calls or anything.
Okay, just checking. I'm with the phone company. Everything's fine. You can relax.
Okay,
just
thank
relax.
You.
Hey, listen, don't answer the phone for the next 10 minutes, because there's a phone company man up on the pole, and he's working on your lines, and if your phone rings and you pick up, you'll electrocute him.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want to do that.
Okay.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
She's coughing? I think I got her in, like, mid-hit. Oh no, come on, don't be busy. Gotta call her right back.
Hello?
All right, I hung up. That was her electrocuting some guy on a telephone pole. Good times. Damn, I wanted to call one last thing. Oh, hold on, we got 7 minutes. Okay, yeah, here we go. This is what we're gonna call. Oh yeah, maybe I should have warned you guys while it was ringing. You know, take off your headphones real quick. Sorry.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness Center.
This is Brianna. How may I help you?
Hey, Brianna. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to do a quick test on those Lunk alarms. I just want to do a reset.
Okay,
so it's a reset of the system. You just have to turn on the Lunk alarm for about 60 seconds.
Okay.
And that should do it.
Okay, do you have to stay on the line for this?
Yeah, if I could, just to ensure that, you know, I can hear it and I can, you know, watch the computer from this end.
Okay, give me 1 second.
So, yeah, you just turn on the Lunk alarm for 60 seconds.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have to leave it running for 60 seconds.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, no, 60. 60 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. 60 basketball seconds. Okay, so that was about 7 seconds, but we're supposed to do 60 seconds for it to do a full reset.
A full one?
Yeah, a full reset of the computer system, of the machines. You know, the Gibson?
Okay.
Yeah, so 60.
Okay,
give
me one. It's because some of the members are getting really agitated.
They're okay. No, just,
okay.
It has to be an exact minute, like a whole minute.
Okay.
Just,
for a full minute, so hold that. Put it on again. For a full minute?
Yep.
Okay, let me put my timer on so I make sure it's a full
okay,
minute.
Okay, okay. If anyone looks at you, just, like, shrug your shoulders and put your hands up. Like, be like,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Stopwatch, okay? And I'm starting 1 full minute. Bye, sir. Have a good day.
Fuck.
A whole minute.
Let's see. Hold on, I'm playing chopsticks. I keep getting the third part wrong. Let me try one more time. I did it. Yeah, it looks like it's reset.
Okay.
But can you hear me? I can barely hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm not actually from the corporate office, though. I'm just with the local radio station. I was just doing a funny prank. That's all. How many customers are in there currently? And she hung up. I don't know why. Anyway, 60 seconds. We did a Lunk alarm for 60 seconds. That should be the end of every show. Yep. Okay, yeah, so the show's over, you guys. Thanks for listening. It was fun. I'm going to do a new thing with the piano lesson thingy. Whatever, that's going to happen. Somebody sent me a list of musicians or something like that. Some kind of a school, I don't remember. But that'd be fun. I'm going to do that someday.
Quite as fun. For 7 years. stronger. 7 years since I escaped Vault 101. Long to murder Brahman with a shotgun. I still wish Liam Neeson was my dad. You make me feel special when together.